I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he spoke with a few U.S. senators to encourage them to convict former President Trump at his second impeachment trial. Kinzinger is one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump for inciting the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. But Kinzinger says it's likely GOP senators will vote to acquit and Trump will claim victory.
There's no doubt he's going to come out and say he survived again. He's uniquely able to see something embarrassing and that's a massive failure, like being impeached twice, as something to rally a base around or to be excited about.
LaSalle County Republicans censured Kinzinger for his impeachment vote. The Winnebago County GOP released a statement saying they strongly disagree with any Republican, including Kinzinger, who voted to impeach Trump. Kinzinger says he won't lose an ounce of sleep over the censures. In other news, Illinois' two U.S. senators are asking President Joe Biden to reconsider getting rid of an appointee from the Trump administration. Hannah Meisel has more.
President Joe Biden's Justice Department is preparing to ask for the resignations of all U.S. attorneys appointed during the Trump administration. That includes John Lausch, who has served as the top federal prosecutor in Chicago since 2017. But in a joint statement, Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, both Democrats, say Lausch should be able to continue serving until a replacement is confirmed, in order to finish up, quote, sensitive investigations. Lausch has overseen wide-ranging probes into political corruption in Illinois, including heavy hitters like Chicago Alderman Ed Burke and longtime former House Speaker Mike Madigan. Those investigations have also ensnared dozens of other politicians and the politically connected in Illinois. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says he will propose a budget with no tax increases for the coming fiscal year. Capital News Illinois reports the deficit is now projected at about $2.5 billion, less than previously thought. Pritzker is scheduled to outline his full budget proposal February 17th in a virtual message. In a brief outline, the governor's office said the state will keep spending flat from a year ago while closing corporate tax loopholes worth $900 million. The outline did not identify any loopholes. The new fiscal year begins July 1st, and lawmakers generally look to pass an operating budget by the time of the scheduled adjournment on May 31st of each year. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. With cold temperatures and slippery roadways, we do have some closings and some cancellations. It also looks like a delayed start for John A. Logan College. They will be open today, but beginning at 10 a.m. Also, due to expected inclement weather, all Southern 7 Health Department and Head Start locations will be closed today, along with Joppa Maple Grove School Unit. Remote learning will happen today at Carterville, Heron, and Mount Vernon schools. More information on our website at WSIUnews.org. A new program will allow some people to get warrants cleared in Jackson County. Steph Whiteside has more.
The Warrant Amnesty Program will apply to people who have warrants for outstanding traffic violations. Jackson County State's Attorney Joe Cervantes says it will make it easier for people to take care of old violations and return to good standing. The first session of the program will be held on February 11th through virtual court.
There is a website for the Jackson County Circuit Clerk's Office. You would zoom in to the Jackson County Circuit Clerk's Office. There is a tab on the top that's named Video Court. You would click on Video Court at 9 a.m. and you go down to the judge that has traffic court. And you click on the traffic court and you will instantly be admitted to traffic court via Zoom.
For more information, contact the Jackson County State's Attorney's Office. I'm Steph Whiteside.